Ian, you must be glad to be back.
Delighted, yeah. As I said, it was really my first club. You know, made my name and the start of my career here. So, you know, really am delighted and excited to be here.
Why now? Why have you decided this is a good time to get back into management?
I've been in the game as a manager, as I said, at Barnet. Sort of went away from that. Was an assistant, then went to West Ham. Sam called me and said, "Would I go in?" Worked with a development squad. Had a good time with them, and really got my teeth into the coaching side of stuff. Sam obviously saw something in me there, and promoted me to the first team coach. And I've had sort of nearly 3 years with the first team there, and enjoyed and learned and progressed and developed myself as a coach. But ultimately, my aim's always been to be a manager, and you know, this opportunity's come up, and I went to see the chairman, had an interview, liked, you know, speaking to him, and liked what he had to say, and the rest of the staff here and the board, you know, and they had the same goal as me, which is, you know, to be successful, and to be challenging this year, you know, to be promoted.
Was there any hesitation?
None at all.
But you had to speak to obviously the chairman and the chief executive, and maybe just get an idea of what they wanted from the club. That was important to you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the chairman came in last year with all good intentions last season. You know, on the back of the playoff final, and it didn't work out. And you've seen it happen. It doesn't matter if it's these owners or any other owners. It does happen to teams. But you know, you can't fault the owner for, you know, what he done for the club last year financially. You know, he gave what he could. But as I say, that's done now, and we'll not pick up the pieces, because you know there's going to be a lot of changes to the squad. And I'm so enthusiastic about getting started and you know, meeting the players, and you know, there's going to be a few additions, obviously, because we need them first and foremost, because you know, I think there's about 12 players left in the squad, so you know, there's going to be a few new faces there. So you know, I have my ideas on how I want to play and what sort of football I want to play. I want to excite the crowd. That's the main thing, and I want them on board and supportive of, you know, what I'm trying to do, and support the players more than most. So.
How do you think you can win back the fans now after relegation? Inevitably, when you are relegated as a club, that does leave a few fans disillusioned. How do you now win them back?
I think it's the same at every football club, and I think the way you win the supporters back is by winning games of football. Sometimes it, you know, I've been asked the question, how am I going to play? Well, sometimes it doesn't matter how you play. You've got to win. You know, it's about winning on a Saturday, and if the team's winning consistently, then the supporters will be behind that.
Obviously, it's been a while since you've been in a full management position. Do you reflect on your time at Barnet now, or do you more look to what you've done at West Ham and the experiences you've learned since Barnet?
I'd be naive to, you know, on either. You know, I take from Barnet what I learned then, but I've learned an awful lot more at West Ham, a big club, how things should be. And you know, we need to try. Obviously, we can't implement everything that's at a Premier League club at Leighton Orient, but my plan is to implement things as we go. You know, start. I mean, I've been to the training ground this morning, and there's a few things there that we need to deal with. And you know, spoke to Alessandro, and they're going to be done straight away. So that's, you know, it's a good start. You know, as I said, they want, you know, this club to move forward. The stadium now is, you know, it's a fantastic place to play your football. From top to bottom, everyone's got to be on board here, and all wanting the same thing.
In terms of, I suppose, player contracts as well, you've come into the club, obviously you've only been announced as of Thursday evening, we're speaking on Friday afternoon, so you've had little chance to do anything, but a few clubs have already obviously had that opportunity. Is it going to be difficult because of, I suppose, a late appointment in terms of the back end of this previous season?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's going to be difficult, because I've seen an awful lot of games over the past season, and obviously seasons before that, and there's a lot of players out there that can You know, so if there's one that you like, then there's always two or three as well. So I'm not worried and concerned about missing out on anybody. I have targets and they're still available, and I shall be talking to those in the next few days.
And have you been given full leash, I suppose, on negotiating these transfers, speaking to players and identifying the players?
I as the manager, that I will always get my own players. I haven't been told any differently. And Alessandro, I will do deals with players and then pass them on to Alessandro, and he'll sign them off. So, you know, the negotiations will be done, and that's how it is, and that's the discussions I've had. So I've no issues with signing players, that's for sure.
There's been ambiguity about whether the club has a transfer embargo. Are you allowed to bring players in?
I will be allowed to bring players in, yeah.
And you've been given a clearing that you've got money to spend, perhaps, if you want to make transfers as well?
Yeah, I'm assured that any issues that are hanging over are going to be cleared up, and that's not an issue.
Was that a big thing to you, obviously, being able to have a bit of reign to look at that transfer market and really get stuck into it?
I would have... this club got to the playoff final a year ago, if you like, and that squad of players, with a few additions, got relegated last year for one reason or another. So the core of that side is good enough to get out of this league, let alone the next one. So, I'm quite confident in the players that are still here. And it's my job to add a few to that, and bring a bit of... Well, I won't tell you what I'm going to bring to the party, but it's my job to fill the squad and add to what there is already here.
I know you've not really had a chance to speak to the players yet or have a look at exactly what necessary you have, but I'm sure you know which players are here. Chris Dagnall, obviously, yeah. A lot of fans like him. Is he one who you would like to keep here?
I think without a doubt, Chris is one of the players that we'd like to keep, and that'll be top priority, to speak to him and see what he wants to do. Like you said, there's been a bit of a gap between the end of the season and now, and I'm sure 100% that he's had a lot of offers from a lot of clubs, but from what I hear, he likes it in London, he loves it at Leighton Orient, and I think he's just waiting for the new manager to come in and try and persuade him to stay. So that's, as I say, that's on my priority to speak to him.
I suppose it's still very fresh as well. You've not been able to have a word with him already.
No, I mean, until all this was confirmed and done, you can't go ringing around players, can you?
How do you make it your top priority then? Do you get on the phone to him this afternoon? Do you make it as soon as you can?
Yeah, I spoke to the chairman and wanted to get this done for these reasons. Mm. I wanted to get this, get the contract sorted and out of the way so I can get my teeth into it and get started. So it is, there's a lot of things that have got to be sorted. And a couple of lads on that list that need to be spoken to.
What's your aim for next season?
The aim is to be promoted. Like the other teams in this division, they're all aiming to be promoted. Let's challenge, let's start well and see where it takes us. But that is the aim. And if it's not the aim of any club in this division, then, there's something wrong. We all want to be promoted and want to go up. So, everyone's going to be fighting for that.
Is there a secret to doing it? I mean, teams have often tried and failed. Teams have often tried and succeeded. Do you know where they've gone right and gone wrong, those clubs, from your experience of this level of football?
I have my ideas, but I'll tell you the secret at the end of the season if we do it.
Do you like attacking football? Do you like to play as many players going forward as logistically possible? Well, you must have some kind of idea.
I do. But as I said before, every game's different. If you're coming up against a team that want to sit in and try and hit you on the counter attack, everyone plays different. One team will play one way at home, they play a different way away from home. So, of course I want to be attacking. Of course I want to be exciting. And don't think I'm just gonna just get me goalkeeper to just stick it on my centre forward and play up there. That's not the way the game is anymore. It probably was when I played it. I used to get it right back and try and hit Colin West up front. So, but No, sit on a